From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is touring some of the areas hardest hit by yesterday's tornadoes. Two of them, EF4s, the second highest designation. One of them landing in Washington, Illinois, remarkably killing just one person.
Washington is a town of about 15,000 people. It's located east of Peoria. Laura Nightingale was there in Washington. She's been covering the storm for the Journal Star, and she's with us now from Peoria. Laura, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you were in Washington when the storm hit. Describe what it was like.
I was about two blocks away from the area that got hit the hardest here in central Illinois. We heard the tornado siren, so we had enough warning to get into a basement, into a safe place. And it was a few minutes after we heard those sirens that we heard kind of the whoosh of the storm, the roar of the storm. Looked out of the window to see this massive tornado debris cloud, just like you see on the Weather Channel or see in a movie, but it was just down the street from where I was staying. So we stayed in that house for a while until the storm cleared up and the National Weather Service had canceled the warning, and we felt like it was safe to go outside. And it was at that point that we finally walked down the road and saw that the neighborhood had just been completely leveled. I mean, all the houses were flattened.
Well, tell us about that. What was the damage like?
The damage is devastating. It's block after block. It was a suburban neighborhood, lots of family homes. It's a subdivision that has been developed, you know, pretty recently. They're all relatively new houses that have really just been reduced to piles. It looks more like a landfill today than like a neighborhood as it did yesterday morning.
And you've been talking to residents. How are they taking all of this in? Must be quite a shock at the moment.
Yeah, I think that yesterday, especially in the first few minutes, when as we were getting closer to the storm, you see houses that would have more damage that had been damaged by the wind or the debris. And then when you got to the neighborhood where the tornado's path had actually gone through and taken all those houses away, people were lucky, felt like they were lucky to be alive and to be safe for the most part. We have one confirmed fatality in this area right now, but for the hundreds of homes that were completely destroyed, I think that's pretty amazing that people were able to have that early warning system, had the sirens go off and get into a safe place, into a basement or centrally located. You know, we heard stories about people, the storm swept through about 11 a.m. and they were sitting in church when the sirens went off. And so a lot of people in the area weathered the storm together in a church that was right in that neighborhood.
And it's very late in the season. I grew up myself in central Illinois, and I remember tornadoes coming through in the late spring and the summer. But this is quite late. Were people ready for a storm like this yesterday? Did you know that you were going to have the possibility of tornadoes?
The stories that I heard, actually, some of those people that were in that church said that before they heard the tornado sirens, they heard buzzing and beeping as everyone's cell phone was going off, getting alerts, you know, from the National Weather Service, that alert system, and then the siren system gave people just enough advance notice to get somewhere if they could get somewhere quickly. But I don't think that at the beginning of the day that this is anything that people had in mind.
Do we have any estimate at this point of how long the cleanup is going to take? I know the governor is touring the area today.
No, I really can't speak to that. It's massive devastation. It's a huge area that's been affected. And to say that this neighborhood is flattened is no exaggeration. I mean, cars are crumpled up and sitting on sidewalks and telephone poles are wedged up into trees. And the scene is still still kind of apocalyptic, so I don't know how long cleanup is going to be, but it's going to be a very long process.
Laura Nightingale from the Journal Star in Peoria, Illinois. Laura, glad you're safe, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks again for having me.